Jesus' name. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I can search for all eternity long and find that there is none, there is none, there is none like you, there is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I can search for all eternity long and find that there is none. There is none. There is none like you. Oh God, we bless you on today and we magnify you, Lord. For there is none like you. We adore you this day. We offer our praise to you this day because there is none like you. We worship you today. We adore you. We honor you this day. We give you all the glory. We bless you, Lord Jesus. We magnify you. You alone are worthy to be adored today and worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be lifted up. Oh, God, we worship you today. We worship you today. We worship you. We bless you, Lord Jesus, for you are great. You are mighty. You are awesome. You are greatly to be praised. Here we are to worship you today. Oh, God, to stand before you, to magnify you, to bow down and worship you, to offer ourselves humbly to you today, oh, God. Oh, God, receive our worship today. Receive our praise. We just want to magnify you. We want to adore you today. God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this day that you have allowed us to see yet another day. You've allowed us the opportunity to say we love you on today, another opportunity to praise you, and another opportunity just to give you all the glory. Thank you, God, for giving us yet another chance to be in the land of the living, to shine for you today. Oh, God, to proclaim who you are, to live for you, another day to be a witness for you, another day just to be in your presence. God, we thank you for giving us the use and the activities of our limbs today. We thank you, God, for breathing life into us today. We thank you, God, for another day that we can feel the cold in the areas that we're in or even the warmth where we are. God, we thank you today for even allowing us to feel the aches and the pains if we feel them. God, yet another day just to feel, another day to live, another day, God. We thank you for another day to even get it right. Get it right with you. Get our souls right with you. Get our minds right with you. Another day, God, to just request your presence in our lives. Thank you, God, for another chance just to say yes to your will. Thank you for another chance to say yes to your way, oh God. Oh God, we invite you in to our wherever we are right now, into our lives right now, into whatever we're doing right now, oh God, on our way to work, on our way to school, oh God, on our way to wherever it is that you are taking us this morning. God, we invite you in to be present with us, to walk with us and to talk with us and to lead us and guide us, to be present in our lives, in our situations, in our endeavors on today. We invite you in to have your way in us. Oh God, guide our hearts and guide our thoughts and guide our actions on today, oh God. We want you to be present in the forefront of everything that we do on today. Be with us, oh God. We invite you in. We give you room. We give you the authority over this day. God, we want you to be present with us on today, oh God. Oh God, lead us and guide us and give us all that we need to do what you have called for us to do just today. Oh God, wherever we go to and fro, oh God, be with us today, oh God. Give us the strength, oh God, to do what you have for us to do. God, give us the energy, oh God, to do what you have asked us to do today. Give us the wisdom, oh God, to do what you need for us to do today. God, we need your strength and we need your power. We need you on today. So we look to you first as we start this day, looking to you for guidance and direction, oh God, looking to you for everything that we need. So rain on us on today, oh God. Let your spirit guide us on today. Let your spirit have full reign and control over us on today, oh God. Anything in us, oh God, that's not like you, we ask you right now to remove it in the name of Jesus so that there is space, so that there is room for you to have control. We want you to have complete authority over us on today. And God, we offer it to you. We take self out of the way, oh God, so that you can have full control, so that you can equip us with what we need for today. God, we look to you, who is the author and the finisher of all things, of our faith, of our patience, of our wisdom, of our understanding, of everything. We look to you today. We can't do it without you, or at least we can't be prosperous without you. We can't be very effective without you. So we need you today. Come the more and have your way in us on today. Order our steps. Order our thoughts. Everything our hands go to touch on today. Oh God, order and bless. Control the day, oh God. We offer it to you, Jesus. We look to you, oh God, and we honor you and we bless you and we praise you for who you are, because you are great and you are mighty. You are everything that we need to conquer the day. You have everything. You created all things. You can give us every tool we need for this day, oh God, even if it is just the right words to say to someone on today. We look to you. We look to you for our assignments for today, oh God. You may need us to speak to someone, to encourage someone, to embrace someone. You may need us to just be quiet on today, not to lash out, of course. God, we need you on today, and we ask more of you. We ask you to come in. We invite you into our presence on today. We love you, and we adore you, and we honor you today. Be glorified. Hallelujah.
And so, Father, as we go further in this day, we thank you for an opportunity to offer unto you a sacrifice of praise. We pray that you will honor our commitment to prayer. You urge us in your word that men ought to always pray and not faint. It's very peculiar, God, that you make that statement, but it's so awesome to know that you want us to remain connected to you. And so when we remain connected to you in prayer, we remain connected to the source that will give us the hope for today, that will give us the strength that we need today, that will give us the guidance and the direction that we need today, and also that will give us the victory over every obstacle that comes our way on this day. We understand that weapons will be formed against us, but your word promises that they shall not prosper. And so, God, get the glory out of our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, let your will be done. Lord, not my will, but I want your will to be done. Your will is that I live and be prosperous and be in good health. God, your will is that I will live and not die. Your will for me is that I will be a victor and not a victim. And so, Lord, I pray this prayer, God, according to your word this morning over everyone that's under the sound of my voice. Lord, I pray that you will perfect that which concerns me. I want you to complete that which concerns me, whether it's plans that I have, whether it's dreams that you've given me, or whether it's the desires of my heart, whether it's things that I need for you to do on my job, or things that I need for you to do or that I desire for you to do at school, in my finances, in my health. Lord, I pray that you will perfect those things that concern me. Save my children. God, save my loved ones. God, open up doors for the ministry, Lord. God, do a great work in our lives, Lord. Help us to be vessels that you will get the glory out of. Lord, I ask that you will perfect those things that concern each and every one of us. We have dreams to start businesses. We have desires, Lord, to do a greater work in ministry. Lord, we want our loved ones saved. Lord, we want our financial structure, our financial system to be turned around. Lord, we want healing in our body. Or, God, we want breakthrough for our loved ones. Lord, the petitions are far in between. But the answer to every single issue is you. You are the reason that we live and move and have our very being. You are the one that gives us the victory over everything that comes our way. So, Lord, complete the work. We know that you, when you begin a good work, you're able to perform it. There's nothing that's too hard for you. There's nothing that's impossible for you. So perfect me, Lord, today. Get my attitude right. Get my hunger and my thirst for you correct, Lord. Perfect your work. Hide your word in my heart that I might not sin against thee, God. Complete the work, God, that you've already begun in each and every one of us. We thank you, God, because there's nothing too hard for you. We may have fallen short of your glory. We may have not obeyed your word completely. Lord, we may not have gone the places that you told us and instructed us to go. But, Lord, I want your will to be done in our lives, and I want you to perfect the work that you've already begun in each and every one of us, God, because our desire is that you will get the glory. So here I am to worship you. Here I am to bow down. Here I am, God, to say that you alone are my God. You're altogether lovely. You're altogether worthy. You're altogether wonderful to me because you remain to be the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And so I thank you for being a consistent God that we can rely upon and that we can trust in. Do what you do, God, in our lives. For you are great and mighty. You are our provider. You are our way maker. You are our strong deliverer. You are our kinsman redeemer. Thank you for being the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and thank you for being the great I Am in our lives. We lean not into our own understanding, but this morning as we close out this prayer, we submit ourselves to you. Not our wills, God, but let thine will be done so that you will get the glory out of my life on this day. Bless us and keep us on this day of consecration. Receive our sacrifices. Get the glory out of our lives. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ, we pray this morning. We say, thank God, amen and amen.